My stomach hurts.
Matt, are you hungry?
Well, yeah, but that's not why my tummy hurts.
Why does your tummy hurt?
I don't know.
You know what? It's probably one of the reasons it might hurt is that it might be the guilt from not bringing flapjacks this morning. It's eating away at you. Another promise unfulfilled.
By Raw Dog and Matt Dow.
Last night for dinner, I had 4 waffles. 2 with butter and 2 with peanut butter.
Okay.
It was so
good. You know what I bought yesterday?
What?
Pumpkin spice Twinkies. That is what's called what do they call it when you have the last second you make a bad decision?
An impulse purchase.
That was an impulse purchase.
I
got home and I ate it, and I just wished I had regular Twinkies. They're good, though. Really good. I've had 4 of them so far.
I wished I had regular Twinkies, Jeff says.
I haven't had a Twinkie since I was a kid, and I don't know why. I was like, I'm getting Twinkies. Everything else in my cart was made up of vegetables and stuff that won't increase the size of my breasts.
Yeah, because you're normally a bear guy.
And then I was like, "Fucking, I'm getting Twinkies."
You went on a twink hunt.
Saturday night on Capitol Hill hunting twinks.
I got a nice little twink.
There's a
pumpkin
twink
spice twink.
I actually went to Capitol Hill last night.
Did you get a twink in your sight?
You went to Blood Squad?
I went and saw Blood Squad, which is at the Annex Theater, which is on 11th and Pike, which is also known as my personal hell.
Right next to there.
It's so loud.
What's around there? There's the, what's that?
Also,
can you not say also so crazy?
Also, all the faggots. No, but it's just really loud and everybody's drunk and it's like, because the show started at 10:30, it got out at like midnight, and you walk outside at 11 and Pike, and it is just on.
People are getting turned.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I didn't care for it. The show was great. God damn it.
Turn your asshole down.
I can't turn my asshole down.
God, Daniel's asshole is just blasting me in the face.
I think that's just the headphones, though. I don't think that's actually coming through on the thing. Let's turn that down. And
the only podcast in the world with any technical difficulties.
The only one with any technical difficulties. Just so everybody listening at home or in their car or on a walk or wherever the fuck you
weirdos
listen to this shit.
Whilst having lovemaking.
Yeah. If y'all listen to this whilst fucking, I'm into that.
I've only dreamed of such things.
That would do it for me.
It turns me on to think of someone. Someone doing it to one of my incredible impressions.
Jeff, I just turned your bass up a little bit. You wanna give the people something to fuck about?
Show you right.
Let's Show give them ride. Something to fuck about. How about Jeff?
Girl, I was thinking about you the other night, and I was thinking about how I wanna make love to you, baby.
I thought you were going to say, right. I want to make love to your breasts.
And the show is over. I want to make love to your bosoms.
Just so everybody knows, I spent 2 hours trying a different sound device hardware thing, only to fail completely. We went back to the one that we were using before.
Can you return it?
Oh, yeah. It's Amazon, dude. I'm a return error thing. I already started the return process for the one that we're currently using and just had to like throw it in a box and hit a shipping label on it. But I'm going to cancel that return and then do this return. And I'm going to say the reason is it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because we tried 2 hours.
I want to apologize. I could see the frustration in your face as you're the only one working on it. And as I started to nod off, and you,
working, I was trying stuff. I Googled.
Yeah, Matt was helping.
You were balls deep in a hamburger, a thon of pictures, and you know it.
Sometimes you have to do that.
But you were doing, I didn't know what to do to help. And, I think you got a little frustrated when you saw me, slipping off into slumber more and more frustrated.
I wasn't frustrated. I felt bad that I was like ruining.
Yeah.
You
should.
Well, the thing came.
I'm glad you felt
10
bad.
Minutes before I left the house to come down here. And I was like, well, I'll just plug it in when I get there. Shouldn't be that difficult.
Shouldn't be too hard.
It's only got like six buttons.
So when they, when, I hope that they don't investigate further and they say, so you're returning it because it doesn't work. Can you explain the testing? Like, I fucked with it for a couple hours. It's just, I don't think it's,
yeah,
it's a no-go.
What do you,
it's a no-go.
2 goddamn hours. 2 hours. And I, now, you know what? I have recorded evidence,
sir,
of us talking about it not working.
Do you know how much an hour of my time is worth?
Yeah.
It's innumerable.
$16.
Well, I can tell
above the state minimum wage.
I can
wage,
tell you,
I'll
sir,
have,
because
you know,
we make $15 an hour here minimum. So my time is at least worth $30 those 2 hours.
Very, very. It's like a dollar valuable more than
other some,
stuff.
Some nerd flipping burgers.
Where do you live, sir? Where do your children sleep?
I'm like just already tuned out and like packing the box of the thing.
Yeah, Dan's had enough. Dan, if we could, would have already ended this and gone home. He's just begun packing up his stuff. He's next, his coat's going to go on and, his bag will be draped over his shoulder.
Just moonwalk and out of here.
And the constant
going.
Looking at his watch will begin.
No, yeah, I'm just recording it without the computer today, guys. Let's just keep going.
You guys just go. It's really good. Are you guys getting excited about anything now that it's like officially fall? Is it winter?
Yeah,
now?
I'm excited that no one can bother me about going on hikes for another
dude,
six
wanna,
plus months.
Do you want to go That's see fucking trees and shit and like maybe get wet in a creek?
Dude, eat my ass. I do not want to go in the freaking woods. It's scary. I'm going to twist an ankle.
There's so many weird birds
There's
out there.
There's weird shit everywhere.
I'm,
the second I get out, like most people go hiking, 3 minutes into a hike, I'm just dying of exhaustion.
2 to 3 minutes, you're probably already being stalked by a larger predator.
Yeah, some, the actual
you're,
apex
you're,
predator.
You're just, your time is nigh in the woods. It's it's locked on to you. It's begun its slow, inextricable
the
hunt.
Cell phone reception sucks. And what do you do it for? Just for one Instagram pic? One Instagram pic.
Just heavily filtered. Heavily.
Filtered to shit. Oh, you filtered the shit out
there,
of
there
it.
Is no water left that blue on this fucking
well, plus,
planet.
Plus, you're going to have to go.
My industrial buildings made sure of that. And your bullshit. I can't wait. Until we get rid of all the fucking
trees. Those
trees
are a color of green that does not exist on God's earth.
You saturated the shit out of
it. Oh my God. Highlights for days.
You're probably going to have to go with a black and white filter too, just so you don't, it's not so obvious how peaked and sweatily red
Throw
you are.
Throw a vignette on that. So I think you use some old timey camera. Yeah. Like,
and then some bullshit quote on the bottom about like finding your adventure or something. Go home. Do anything. Watch any movie. It's better than whatever you were doing. Walking for 7 hours, driving for 3, eating nuts and dried berries. Only to be like, we had an adventure today. You didn't have an adventure. You walked on a dirt path that everybody else has walked on.
By the way, Matt is doing this from inside his new exoskeleton that he's designed to hold himself up upright so he no longer has to walk.
Oh, God.
His new,
skink. Hey, what's up, Matt? skink.
He now goes by Krang.
I shouldn't break the fourth wall and laugh so hard when you say something funny. Yeah.
Raw dog and Krang Doe.
I'm starting to feel a peak.
Raw dog and Matt don't know. I simply go by Krang. Krang is my name now.
He just floats in the translucent belly.
It's like what were the bad guys in Dune? Remember the ones that floated around?
Uh-uh. I never read or watched Dune.
The Glorgogs.
That's not what they are at all.
As he's reading.
They're the the Barn or something or other. It's the one with Sting in the movie. I've also read the book, but
Jeff, do you know what time it is?
Time to get ill?
Nope. It's time.
Oh, Jeff's Idea Corner?
Yeah.
Jeff, we got, Matt and I got a message to us, not to you.
Yep.
All right.
From a listener.
Yep.
Okay.
Named Jose Garcia.
Hello, Jose.
And Jose is crafted, really.
Yeah, right now, Jose is our number one listener.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's our number one fan. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that he loves us more than anyone else, but as a producer of this show, I love him more than any of you listening out there right now. I love Jose more than you.
Yeah, I think the feeling. Well, I think now that we're up to maybe 10 or 11 listeners.
Regular.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
I'd say 11
he's more,
plus.
He's become more important. Than
we're creeping in on a dozen.
Let's not get crazy.
And, I mean, I'm sure, you know, we're going to, well, Daniel will mix this in post, but since you've not heard it yet, I'm going to play it for you.
Yeah, I spend a lot of my time mixing stuff in post.
I'm going to play it for you raw, and then I want you to go with the gotta,
Okay, cool.
You ready? So we're going to,
this is your intro, yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for Jeff's Idea Corner.
That is the best thing ever, man. Why don't we just have Jose do this show? It'd be way better.
It'd be way better.
Well, what do you have? So you got an idea?
I got a couple.
Don't blow your wad too early there. We got to do this every fucking week until we're dead.
Just relax. Let my ideas flow.
Yeah.
Don't stand in the way of the creative process.
So, Jeff, what two words did you put together?
You know what? I'd like to think there's more involved in this. But this one is toaster blow dryer. All right. Hear me out. One heat source, two purposes.
Yeah.
You're finishing up. You've taken a nice shower.
Hold on,
you're clean.
Jeff, can I do the copy for this one?
Okay.
Ladies, how many mornings are you running late already? And you're like, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but this hair ain't going to dry itself.
You ever thought, I'd like to eat toast, but my hair is wet.
And I've only got 10 minutes. What do we have a product for?
There's got to be a better way.
If anyone's going to take me seriously in the workplace as a woman, I've got to be on time, hair dry, and belly full of toast.
Well, now, at Tom Shane Shane Co., you have a friend in the belly full of toast and your hair's dry business.
That's right. All right, I'm not done.
I mean, that sells itself.
So what does it do? It's a toaster, and the heat that rises, it funnels it.
Yeah, so you got one. You put your toast in, right?
Yeah.
And then it's got a vent.
Okay.
And then it's just firing hot air out of it.
Right.
So you get down, you get your toast in there, then you just get, you don't even have to be that close. You can just stand, let it blow through you.
And then your hair smells like sourdough.
Well, hold on.
And that's a bad thing?
No, I'm saying that's positive.
This is not toast exhaust. This is off of a... come on, I'm not... This is a good... I'm not an idiot. You would separate... You'd wall the two things off.
No.
Is this available everywhere? Can we get this at Bed Bath & Beyond? Is this at Sharper Image?
I think this is probably... starts. Probably starts at like a Brookstone. And then eventually it's everywhere.
Do you have a direct-to-consumer e-com store right now?
Rite Aid, as seen on TV aisle.
Mm-hmm. You can buy this on at least, what is it? At least I have you.
Stuffyoucanfuck.com.
Stuffyoucanfuck.com/merch.
Which I did buy and does exist now.
Blow toast.
Blow toast.
toast blow? Mm. Blow toast. What do you think?
Blow toast.
Blow toast. All
right. Should we take it to the listeners?
Blow toast for the lady on the run.
Hey, Jose, what do you think we should name that?
Yeah, the listeners need to come up with what we call the toaster and the hair dryer. Okay, another.
Well, hold on. I think a
How about this? While you're thinking about that, I want you to play around with this a little bit in your mind. Mouthwash koozie.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
So for the blow toast, I was thinking that would be really nice because it would stave off any warning signs of a stroke if your hair just smells like toast throughout the day. Because who wants to know they're going to have a stroke?
Yeah, you just want to be caught totally off guard, like a heart attack.
Right. I don't want to see it coming.
Who doesn't want to go numb and collapse without a piece of toast in your mouth?
Well, I mean, if my hair smells like toast all day long, it's like one of those things where you don't smell your own BO.
You ever driven by a bakery? That is a wonderful smell. And I think taking a ride with someone with a nice French bread or sourdough elevator, that's heaven. That's just like, oh my God, it's just like I'm back home at grandmama's.
The way that you have it designed where it's just a vent that blows directly at you and there's no control of the airflow.
No.
There's going to be a look that comes with that. It's going to be a very windswept, like a convertible look, but it's going to smell like toast. And so that I think Jennifer Aniston's going to pick one of these up and the look is going to be like people will be like, "Oh, she's got the toast blow."
She's gonna get Brad back with the toast blow look.
What's that thing called the Brazilian?
Do you think
blow?
They'll get back together, Jennifer?
No,
Aniston
I think
and
I
Brad?
Think no, I think God, no. I think he's there was rumors that he was with Marion Cotillard.
Is that a man or a woman?
That's a woman in their new World War II film. Brad Pitt is notorious for falling in love with babes he's in love with on the telly.
I've done the same thing.
Falling in love with babes girls, that Brad Pitt was on the telly with.
All the girls that I've worked with, you know, in the biz.
All the girls that Brad Pitt has worked with, I fell in love with. All of them.
I had a couple more ideas, but
what is mouthwash?
Let's go back to mouthwash koozie. Which just for the record, Matt, you doubting Derek, it's not just two words crammed together.
No. Those are two very different things together to create one.
All right.
Okay, first off, do you like hot mouthwash? No, you don't.
No, I don't. I don't.
Cool mouthwash, so much nicer.
Oh, that's how I want to wake up.
You cool it down. You throw it into the mouthwash koozie. Okay. That sucker. That temperature's going nowhere. Anytime you need a nice cool mint refresher.
Yeah. And now, where can I pick these up?
Well, I think
they're on the seasonal aisle. TJ Maxx,
dude. I'm not a fucking marketer. I'm an idea man. I don't know where this. I don't know where this will make $1 million. I just know it's going to make $1 million.
A million doesn't sound like enough for us.
I mean, just to get started.
The sharks. You know.
Yeah. How do we get on Shark Tank?
Well, here's
without,
the thing.
Without some
Mr.
form
Wonderful
of paperwork.
Doesn't he doesn't wake up in the morning for less than 10%. It's just not worth his time. So. If you're going to try to get, you know, 10%, you got to offer at least 10% or else you just axed one shark out.
I'm just curious.
And remember, if you want two sharks, you're going to have to give up some more equity, okay? And if you're already Series A, you're going to have to go further than that because there's venture cap people, but then there's sharks, all right? And sharks come at a premium equity stake. I watch a lot of The Tank, so I know everything about finance and investments now and how to be a dick.
Another idea.
I completely forgot my question.
Another idea I was thinking about earlier. Yeah. We were talking about this, and this one's going to need more work, but imagine this. Imagine wrapping your mouth around a bratwurst wrapped in a pancake. Cheese stuffed brat wrapped in a pancake. Call it pig in a sleeping bag. That's all I got so far. It's not good.
That is hot.
And then,
So I want to wrap a lot of things up in pancakes.
I'm not saying this is an invention. I just think
what if it was,
just it's a nice it's, snack.
So, it's a snack.
So, just
a snack idea.
Just to like decompress the name a little bit, because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
an idea man. You're a compressor.
Yeah, I like to workshop. You know what I mean? Like I don't. I'm not the genius that you are, Jeff. Mm-hmm. But I'm really good at tooling around after the fact. So the pig in a blanket, classic staple of the American breakfast plate. That's a hot dog or a sausage of some kind.
It's a little smoky.
That's a piggy in a blanket. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Little smokies in like a croissant.
Yeah, but even the pigs in a blanket, that's not a full hot dog.
That's
a
full
sausage
hot dog.
Wrapped in a pancake is a pig in a blanket.
No, pig in a blanket is a hot dog wrapped in a croissant.
Okay, same thing. Wait, where's the pancake come in?
There's no fucking pancake. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you,
he invented this.
Look at this cranium.
Just pointing to his brain.
Okay, Google.
Hole.
God damn it. Never works when I'm trying to impress people with it.
I'm going to show you a piggy in a blanket right now, baby.
What do you call a hot dog wrapped in a pancake? Let's see if we come up with something cool here.
Okay. See the walrus.
Wiener winks? Homemade pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, see right there.
Homemade pigs in a blanket refers to a variety of different sausage-based foods. Okay, so there's a few different options here. Oh, that's adorable. Matt's got a picture of actual pigs in croissant blankets.
Just covered in blood. It's terrifying.
Okay, so my question is this. Whether or not a pig in a blanket has anything to do with hot dogs and pancakes, are we changing the pig or are we changing the blanket? Right?
I think we're changing the pig.
But
cheese-filled brat, I don't think
right.
is...
Right, so you're saying pig in a sleeping bag, but we're not really changing the blanket that much. We're changing the pig,
What's the difference between the croissant and the pancake? Does it matter?
Well, the croissant is more savory.
So what if it's a prize pig in a blanket?
Are they both considered a blanket?
I think so. Why don't we call it a hog in your cakes?
A hog in a sleeping bag.
A hog cake?
A hog in your cheeks.
A cheesy hog cake?
A hog bag.
A hog inside of a cheese, a cream-filled...
That's the least appetizing-sounding one so far.
A cream-filled hog in your cake.
Sounds like a hairy bag.
Yeah, but I mean, people eat cocks every day, and that sounds gross.
A cream-filled hog in your cakes.
Cream hog. Cream hog bag.
A cream hog pie. A cream pie.
What if it's
dude,
just
you
a,
know what you're violating?
What if it's just a sweaty bag of cream
good
hogs?
Ideas. This is a really important. Good ideas are two things. You can't have three. See, those are you're getting away from a good idea.
So hog
a good idea can't be a cream hog bag. It's got to be one of those two things.
So just a hog bag.
A hog bag.
I think I vote hog bag. If the listeners say different.
So you can have a cream hog bag or you can have a cheese hog bag.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could be like, hey, can I get the hog bag with cheese? And then of course, because these are only available at finer dining establishments, they'll say, would you like that with chèvre or cotija? It's got to be a white cheese.
And would you like it in a waffle cone or in a pancake?
Did you want that in a sugar cone or a waffle cone? Why has no one ever put hot dogs in ice cream cones?
Well, this is the point of the idea corner, Dan. See what we're doing? We're spitballing. We're coming up with incredible idea after another.
I don't know why. I mean, we're pretty much the madmen of our generation.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is all they did on Mad Men. They were like, hey, let's talk about ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I feel like I've done enough mushrooms to keep cranking these out. Matt, what are you listening to?
I'm trying to find something.
Okay. Hold your horses, everybody. Matt's quote,
like
trying
there was
to
an,
find
there's an
something.
Old, there's an old quote from Prince that what he was looking for in his music and his guitar playing was to recreate the sound of an orgasm. And what Matt is doing with his... with his art, is trying to recreate the sound of a cheeseburger.
I knew that was coming, and I still loved it. You know why I loved it? It's because I had hamburger, and then you said cheeseburger.
I couldn't find what I was looking for.
I'm
not telling you. I'll tell you next week when I have it ready for everybody.
Oh, well, so you're not going to share with the class?
I ain't sharing shit.
So when is our special episode coming up? When we?
What are you talking about,
guys? Should we do like a Christmas episode?
That's what I'm saying. We got. I think we should do a spooky episode for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get some spooky sounds in the background.
Some
chains rattling while we talk about ghost stories and Halloween ideas.
We should get Tony Moser on the show to talk about ghost stories. He likes to tell
I've got a really scary story.
And the weird part about Tony's ghost stories is I like Tony and I we're good friends and I have no reason not to believe him, but I don't believe in ghosts. So when he tells me a story, it's like you're very convinced that this is all happening, but
yeah, so we should get him on to tell ghost stories for our spooktacular.
Yeah.
What should we call it? Guys, curveball.
I do have some ghost stories.
Can we start a new segment called Daniel's Conspiracy Corner?
I like that much better. I got Trump here. Donald Trump is here, everybody. A small loan of $1 million. He's I'm really rich. We got Trump in the studio. Trump here.
Well, let's go. We need something better than corner.
No, I wanted it to be corner just because it would be like if all of our stupid bits were ended with corner. Like we
how
could
about,
go
how
Matt,
about this?
Back to Matt's celebrity news. It could be Matt's celebrity corner.
Well, how about this though? Just spitballing, just putting together ideas again.
Couple of words.
Put them together. Maybe a little something called Dan's Conspiracy Roundtable.
I like corner better.
All right, corner. We got celebrity corner, celebrity news corner.
I don't want to do celebrity news anymore.
Okay, what do you want?
Whatever I want.
Cheeseburger corner?
Matt's fun tip of the week corner.
Ooh. Sometimes it's an actual tip, and sometimes.
Matt's just
you're
the tip
feel it.
Corner. Matt's face banging corner.
We should.
Have you ever banged a face?
Of course.
Define banged a face.
Like this.
Like taking a face and just jammed my cock into it. Like I mean,
you don't have to say the C word. It's so misogynistic.
You don't have to take
Matt,
us there.
There is no way to talk about banging a face.
Yeah.
Without using the word cock.
Just say your penile gland.
No, I'm fucking jamming my cock down a goddamn throat.
Well, it could be an eye socket and an ear.
Sometimes, now listen, guys, having your mom die when you're 22 is very sad. But sometimes when you're 33 and you talk about jamming your cock down a throat on the radio.
You're glad she's
it's
gone.
It's really nice to know that she's not going to hear that.
Well, your dad?
Nah, he doesn't support me in my artistic endeavors.
Whoa, this is artistic? We're using that word very loosely.
I use a lot of things loosely.
Yeah, like his penile gland.
Like notebook paper.
I do anything I want with it. Roll it up, throw it away. What do I give you?
I just meant like loose leaf.
Like tea.
Yeah.
To answer your question, yes, I have power fucking throat fucked. Many a young lass.
What about young lads? Done that to a young boy?
Nope.
And when you're on a twink hunt, and you finally catch your prey.
Going on a twink hunt. Remember that? I'm just full of classic tunes today.
Yeah, anyway. Sure.
Anyway, so I'm going to start coming up with fun conspiracies to talk about. Because I really like conspiracies.
Conspiracies are fun. Apparently, there's a new conspiracy about Hillary Clinton's pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? What's that one? I don't know what it is.
I don't follow politics.
There's so many conspiracies out of it. There's the conspiracy that she was...
I heard it was AIDS that she got from Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did hear that.
That he got from Magic Johnson.
And Magic Johnson and Bill Clinton. I don't know if they were fucking straight up or if they were just like... DVDA in some bitch with like
what?
Wilt the Stilt and Jimmy Carter probably was in the mix. If you just want to throw like two down home presidents,
Carter's a swinger. He's always has been.
When he's
not swinging a hammer, he's swinging with your wife.
So keep him at work.
Anyway, Matt, what was your question? Do you not know what DVDA is?
I don't know if I want to. I think I'm getting it. I got it. I figured it out.
Well, what starts with V and what starts with A that you shove your P in?
V. It's a hard one for me to figure out. Well, now I get.
Jeff
I get.
And I would cram a V.
Do
you think that there's a whorehouse out there that their like code is like, I'd like to buy a V. You know what I mean? Like on whatever Wheel of Fortune?
A vowel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think in...
Because you're buying a V?
Mm-hmm. Get it. I want to buy some feet.
Not good, Jeff. Jeff's making a face at me. And I don't know
the
what
sound just went out in my headphones.
I just want the...
Really? Like completely?
Yeah. Well, better? It sucks to That's be better. Jeff.
When you knocked on it, all of a sudden my sound went out.
You guys excited about any new movies?
Shit. Now it's back.
You excited about any new movies?
Nope. Told you I don't like movies anymore.
The fuck? Daniel, what about you?
No, I'm excited about...
I haven't seen any previews.
I'm excited about two movies that are coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about... damn it, what's the new one? The...
shit. Avengers.
That new one looks funny with Galifianakis.
Mastermind with Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one looks funny. And then get me some Rogue One. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Only two I could think of.
I want to see that new Harry Potter movie. I want to see Birth of a Nation. That looks good. Slave Rebellion.
Is there any good sci-fi coming guys. Out? Is there a new Maze Runner?
No, there is. I mean, there's a new Harry Potter movie coming out. There's a new Star Wars movie coming out.
What's the new Harry Potter movie? I don't know anything about that.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, starring Eddie Redmayne and Colin Farrell. Is that his name? Colin Farrell?
That is a person's name.
I don't know if it's the Colin, that guy's name.
Colin Farrell is in it, and Eddie Redman. It looks good.
Like Redman from Wu-Tang?
Woo-woo!
Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang cans.
Just to be fair, Redman was not in Wu-Tang. I'm splitting hairs here.
Did you listen
to
that?
What did
you say? Redman was not in Wu-Tang.
Was he not?
Mm-hmm.
How do you Redman. Know?
Because the members of Wu-Tang are as follows.
There were 100 guys in Wu-Tang Clan.
Jizza.
ODB, Raekwon, Ghostface Killer.
Killer? You see, you've already discredited
RZA,
yourself.
RZA, Jizza.
Fashizza.
The Old Dirty Bizza.
I already said that
I
one.
Know, but that's how you say it in that order.
RZA, Fashizza,
Jizza. See, now you're not going to come to me. And tell me, me who's in Wu-Tang. Like, I didn't go to Catholic school.
Did I already say Raekwon? Raekwon's in there, too.
Yeah, you did.
His name is Deshaun.
Redman's not in it.
There's like 100 guys in Wu-Tang.
What about Breadman?
Just for the record. if anyone's listening to this, can you call Breadman and tell Jeff what a retard he is right now? What's our number? I don't even know what it
1-877-KICK-ASS.
It's 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hey, you know what? Singing stupid shit is my thing.
Stealing you know we pick. Haven't what you know we haven't done in a long time. What's making Dan angry today?
God, what did I say the other day? You said I texted something. You guys. Oh! Restaurants where they like yell shit. Like, I went to this pizza place in Idaho that this fucking Uber driver recommended, and, like, they had, like, a thing, and, like, anytime someone would order something, the guy would yell it to the back, and then they would all yell it back to him. Oh, so fucking
so
annoying.
So it's like a weird themed restaurant?
No. They were just, they just have a good time. They just have fun with it. Oh, I got two plates coming out. And then everybody in the back's like, two plates? It's like a whole thing. And there was a horn up front that you could honk. And if you honked, everybody
screamed.
This
sounds really specific to one restaurant.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. But they
that
have,
you hate.
But they have places like that. The food was good. But I just hate, forced levity.
Yeah, well, another one that's like that.
Like
is
in a smash burger?
Used to be this amazing place down on Lake City called Chicago Red Hots. And it was just like hot dogs and like sausages and these big sausage sandwiches. It's terrible for you, but it was amazing. But the guy's thing was to make it more authentic, he would just talk shit to you the whole time you were going through. And it's like, and after a while, it's like I'd go in there because I like going there. I'd be like, I just want a fucking, I just want like a sausage sandwich. Just shut your fucking mouth, you fucking old fuck. And then we get into it a little bit. Just give me my fucking sandwich. Shut up.
You're like, hey, man, I'm trying to get a sandwich, not have sex with a 19-year-old girl who likes to get choked. Don't. Well, I'm just saying that, like, that sounds like right there, like, give me a fucking sandwich, you fucking fuck. I'm not trying to get it. Like, that just sounds like how you talk to your meat.
I don't remember what it was, but he would sit there and, like, well, are you going to need more time?
Don't look at me.
Don't you look. Don't do it. Hit this gas real quick.
Don't.
And I'll be back.
Do
and
it.
If you look at me, I swear to God, it's only going to get worse. Okay. Anyway, that was Jeff's creepy corner.
Anyway, if you guys want to call and tell Jeff who was in the Wu-Tang Clan, the number is 425-312-2231. At least I have you, starring Jeff Brusseau.
I think what you were thinking of,
Raw Dog and
the
Matt
guy
Dillon.
That you're getting confused with was Method Man.
Danny Carroll, The Autumn Lost. No, Method Man and Red Man were both...
in a movie together about going to school at Harvard. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, what was it called?
High
School High? Or was that it?
Something high, though.
High Town High.
I can't remember. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, well, why don't you also look up was Red Man in Wu-Tang Clan?
Okay, Google.
Was Red Man in Wu-Tang Clan?
See, but now... oh no, it's still listening to me.
Okay, Google.
These people are idiots.
Why are you not working?
Oh, look, Rap Basement RZA talks Redman's Wu-Tang membership status. Ooh.
This could go
either way if that's what it's. I want listeners to call you though, Jeff, and call you stupid. Earlier this week, Redman caused some buzz with his side comment that he was a member of Wu-Tang, saying, I'm a Wu-Tang member, and Method Man, he been a Def Squad member way before I was a Wu member, adding, I was like a Wu member, but I wasn't official, but Eric Sermon made Meth a Def Squad member back in the day. I became a Wu member about 5 years ago. I am the 11th member of Wu. Now, Wu-Tang founding member... RZA has weighed in on the topic, recognizing Redman has been cool with Wu-Tang for nearly 20 years. RZA says Redman's the closest unofficial member of the clan. So, I mean, that's...
I think we're both right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Let's call that a draw.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Unofficial member.
I like that you knew the Wu so well that you knew he was the 11th member... unofficially of Wu-Tang. I'm very impressed. See, I learned a little something today. We all can learn stuff in Dan's conspiracy corner.
Yeah, what I need to, like, I want to make up conspiracy. Like, I don't want them to be real ones.
Ones are the best.
But I want to, like, all right, I'm going to come clean right now. When we do Dan's conspiracy corner, henceforth, I'm going to make them up. But anybody who hasn't listened to me say that right now, I'm going to talk about how they're real and I found them on the internet. But in actuality, I'm going to make them all up. And what we should do, Jeff, is we should make websites for all of them. Matt's just fucking checked the fuck out.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not meaning to. You guys, my body.
You're rubbing your eyes. You're yawning.
Listen. We just listened
for a
second.
We're just trying to flesh out a little something that could be the cornerstone of the show.
Yeah. My.
You never know what the next great bit is going to be on.
My,
at least I have you.
Body and what it does is no reflection on what my mind is doing. They are totally.
Oh, my. There's no way those two things were not. Tied together.
Oh, I'm okay.
Very clearly. That was obviously your mind and body were in concert right
now.
No, then.
They're not. My mind is like a parasite that feeds off my body as like its host, but I have no control over what my body
my
does.
My dick's like that, but with pussy.
Feeds off the host. You guys are sex addicts.
Oh, that's fucking good. Oh, that's real good.
You know, they say, guys, every joke has a hint of truth.
Daniel, can we get an age marker where if neither of us have kids at that point, we just go halvesies on one?
Mm. Yeah, we can do that.
What about when you're 35?
That's so close.
All right, 40.
That's almost as close.
If you don't get one by 40, you're going to be, 60 by the time the kid graduates. Like the kid graduates high school.
But
that's too old.
But by the time, when I'm 70, my consciousness is going to download into a supercomputer, and I can raise my children forever.
Your chitlins?
My chitlins.
On collard greens and sarsaparilla. We're going to move to the south, and we're going to have cute little
Now, Matt, I would go halvesies on a couple of kids with you if we could move to a very conservative neighborhood.
Yeah. No one's moved into this town in Alabama in 50 years.
Yeah. You're either born there or you've never heard of it.
This is just our family. This is my husband here, Daniel, and our two kids.
This is Peyton.
Something with some gated community that has the word Southern Manor in it.
Yeah. It has to have the word manor. What is the name? I heard a guy at the grocery store yesterday calling for it. He was like, Truman? His fucking kid's name was Truman.
Our kid's name, we'd have three of them, mm-hmm. all strong boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'd have, we'd have Min, who we picked up from somewhere in Asia, somewhere cool. We'd have, Tavarius, which we picked up in Africa. And then we'd have Jonathan, who we just got from like some
scrap heap.
Yeah, 616 and pregnant in Virginia or something.
Yeah, they said he was, they're trying to put him on the autism spectrum, but for, certain reasons, we're not allowing him to be tested.
Yeah, and what we do is
We just don't want him to be disadvantaged by some test he takes once as a child.
Yeah, we're not into standardized testing.
It would be nice. it would be nice to figure out why he screams when he sees the color green, though.
And Daniel, what would our family's business be? We'd need a family business. I think we'd repair
vegan,
cars.
Vegan bakery.
We're a vegan bakery. A gay / straight family vegan bakery of men and boys in the most conservative town in America.
And we also call piano repair.
You would call it Boys Town Bakery.
Guys, speaking of that,
with a Z,
I came up with a name for our production company. Should we ever? When we start to umbrella out and incorporate other shows.
And we have spinoffs into all kinds of other stuff, yeah.
I want to call it No Straight Man. And I'll tell you why. It's because Jeff and I are hilarious and Matt's gay.
But wait, so I'm not funny?
No, you are, but the joke is...
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But out of the three of us, who is the straight guy?
Well, that's the point.
Not in the gayness.
That's the point. We all make good jokes all the time. None of us are sitting here.
No one hears the Jerry.
No one's playing the straight guy ever.
Yeah,
in this.
There's not.
It would actually be a much better show if one of us would.
Right. Right. There's not a lot of volleying.
There really needs to be one straight guy in the show, but none of us are going to agree to be that guy.
Nobody's teeing it up. Nobody's lobbing him over home.
No one pretends to not understand something so that somebody else can illustrate their punchline.
Mansplain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that term. By the way...
So I thought of no straight
man. Manspread.
And then when people go, what is no straight man? Well, Jeff and I are both extremely funny, and then Matt's also gay.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I did some two-man stuff with a guy a long time ago, and I was can we call it No Straight Man? Because we're both really funny. And he was like, we're not calling it that. And I was like, you're a fucking asshole.
And that man's name was Martin Mull, who went on to have a wonderful career.
Yeah. Sounds he ended like. Up right. That was actually.
I went too far back with that reference to Martin Mull. How about this? And that man's name was Will Ferrell.
I was trying to think of the name of the guy that wrote A Million Little Pieces, and it's not coming to me.
His name is Tuesdays with Maury.
No, that's if you give me a second. It's not. It's well, the E is Ethan's
Tom Hanks.
Ethan Stock.
Damn it. I know that. The guy who wrote Million Little Pieces, yeah. It's not Jonathan Latham.
And that man's name was the guy who wrote A Million Little Pieces.
It's that one guy and that other guy that did that one thing. I always love that Attell joke.
And that man's name was...
Because you always got drinkers. They always write. There's, you know, there's Hemingway and that other guy.
Can you guys believe that after this week, we only have 5 more episodes until the election? What are we going to talk about then?
We don't talk about it now.
I know. You see how evergreen we are? Not timely at all.
No.
Nothing we say matters
at
all.
If you were to pick this episode or any episode up for that matter in 10 years, you'd have no way to date it.
And you'd pretty much always be like 5 weeks away from an election.
Yeah.
Because who knows what country we're even in.
This show, this is the Twinkies of podcasts.
We are in Brazil.
There is no expiration date.
It is the pumpkin spice Twinkie that's in my upstairs.
Can I try one of those?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can I try one?
All right, let's not get fucking crazy yet. They're not an unlimited supply for...
Can Daniel
by the way,
and I share a Twinkie?
You know the most amazing thing about Twinkies? You get like 50 for $3. It's a wonderful deal.
And yet, you're not willing to share.
Oh, I am more than willing to
share
the rest of them.
Should we do an event with them? Like maybe we could deep fry them in some butter.
You guys want each want a Twinkie right now?
No.
We could have a Twinkie taste test.
Mm.
A Twink taste off.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, I only have though that one. What are we going to test it against?
I thought you bought 30.
No, I'm saying I don't have,
for the,
all I have is the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, but
one.
It's because it's the fall season and we want to know if the reader
yeah, I
should
mean, we're
go
just
out and,
testing oh, if I'm it's gonna, good. We're not, t- like,
oh,
it's
sweet.
Not like Coke versus Pepsi.
This is,
I'll be back in 30 seconds
it's
with Twinkies.
It's the three gays twink test off.
It's not, no, it's no straight man. It's
no
not three
straight,
gays.
No straight boys allowed twink off.
Yeah, straight with an 8, you know what I mean?
If you are if you ain't straight, you can't hate. What?
What if we just sat here in silence?
Yeah. What is your least favorite thing about Jeff?
Probably his smell.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think the listeners are really fortunate in that they don't have to see or smell Jeff.
Or any of us, for that matter.
Yeah. I didn't shower today.
Oh, I my shower broke, I can't remember when. Before I renewed my lease, I renewed my lease like 7 weeks ago. And when I renewed it, I emailed the manager or the guy, you know, the landlord and said, hey, all right, here we go. Listen to this, guys. Oh, hear that? All right, I'm going to open right now.
Have Twinkies always been this hard?
Oh, yeah. Twinks are hard. Okay, so we open up the Twinks packaging.
Whoa, it's got like a coating to it.
Yep.
Now these Twinks are about 3 inches in length, and they're cylindrical.
About what would you say, 1 1/4 wide?
Yeah. What does it smell like? It's got a nice smell to it. A little vanilla, maybe some cinnamon.
Oaky finish.
They're covered in a hardened white cream the whole way around.
Yeah.
Like a protective layer. And now I'm just going to lick the edge of it real quick. Off the tip of my tongue, you get a little bit of flavor. What do you guys get right now?
I'm like halfway done with this thing.
Is it good?
Pretty damn
good. I don't normally care for pumpkin spice, but this is pretty good.
I don't know.
I just took a big bite of that twink. It's hard on the outside and soft on the inside. It's all white.
Just like a twink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of the opposite.
They're typically white on the outside as well.
Oh, but I meant they're soft on the outside and hard on the inside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I put my hard dick.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to stay hard when you're inside like that.
Mm-hmm. but I make them.
Don't you lose it. A Twink Power Bottom, that's a unique creature.
I don't know. There's something that's not a, nothing you said is gross, but it is gross while you're eating a Twinkie for whatever reason. I don't know why I'm struggling.
I feel like that's just bigot shit bullshit.
Yeah, leave, bigot. Let me do Twinks while eating Twinks. Talking about Twinks on a radio show.
I'm trying to get meta, bro.
I had a friend recently tell me, he goes, "Do you have to keep up with the show? I think it's gonna be big." I don't think he foresaw this particular episode.
Jeff, we have talked, this is episode 33. We have talked about Twinks in at least 28 of them.
But I think this is the greatest Twink one we've done, because we also ate Twinkies while talking about Twinks.
That was good. I suggest everybody go out.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up a 30 pack for $3.
Yeah.
Of Twink covered pumpkins.
Pumpkin Spice Twinkies, new sponsor of At Least I Have You.
Yeah. I eventually get tired of pumpkin spice stuff, but I always get a little excited at the beginning of the season.
That didn't even taste like pumpkin spice.
That was just good. Honestly, I want, like, I could just watch.
There's a lot of nutmeg in that.
You know, it's coated my throat with, like, just a thick, you know, glaze of fake shit.
Frothy.
That has somehow made me feel more articulate. Like, I feel sophisticated because I can't feel my throat anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm just doing a bunch of cocaine.
That's how chicks feel after Jeff just slams.
Yeah. I feel better about myself. I feel like,
like
what I did was cool. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe he'll like marry me now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully, my mouth can get pregnant.
Once they've cleaned off their mascara with their, I'm gonna stop. I don't know what. I'm not going any further. Thank God, something interjected in my mind before I got the rest of that sentence out. Jesus, Jeff. Find someone to love. You can't be this way anymore. I am maybe 2 to 3 months from doing my own dialogue while watching porn. I'm not in a good way.
No.
Turning the volume down and saying worse things.
Do you think
it's not good. I need help. I really do. And it's never been more crystal clear than it was as I stopped myself from saying any more.
Well,
the filth that was about to come out of my,
you know what? Here's
sad ma.
Here's what I see for you. Here's what I think you do. You find yourself a nice lady therapist, and then you unload onto her all of your.
Hold on, go back.
You find yourself a nice lady therapist, and you unload onto her all of your ailments and problems. But the thing is she almost
like a bukkake situation.
No, she has to think
a bukkake of thoughts and feelings.
She has to think that you're almost that you're almost out of reach. That maybe she can't help you, but then because of her you know job and her motherly instincts, she decides to bring you back from the edge of the abyss, and in doing so, inadvertently falls madly head over heels in love with you on her quest to fix the man.
All your
that she
advice,
sees.
All your advice is always when it only when it relates to me. You give me advice from time to time. I don't understand why the advice you give to me is so far fetched.
It isn't.
The advice that you give to Dan seems like it's possible.
What do you mean?
Give it
I give
me,
no advice to Dan.
Yeah, what advice has Matt ever given me? He's like, he'll be like, what you want to do is get a girlfriend and then pee on her in the middle of the night, and it's a prank.
Well, that is a good, and that's for both of you. I mean, as soon as this therapist falls in love with you, you got to pee on her, because that's how you keep her.
Well, no one's going to be with me for long if they're not okay with me peeing on her.
She wets the bed. No one will love her but you.
Right.
And you're going to have, there's a slightly poisonous concoction that will cause this. But anyway,
you have to convince them that they're damaged and that only you will love them. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're getting at, Matt?
And then you slowly isolate them from their friends and family until they realize that you're the only one that loves them.
You just start going onto their Facebook, posting a bunch of like really ignorant shit. So people just stop calling them.
All right. I want to get back to this.
Anytime they have a conversation with their mother or father, you're just like, oh, that's really, I mean, that's kind of fucked up that they said that. And they'll be like, what do you mean? He just said, have a nice day. Well, I mean, he kind of said it like he didn't think you were capable of having a nice day. I mean, it just seems like they're very dismissive of your feelings.
I'm not that way.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
I actually want you to have a nice day, and I'm going to go out of my way to make sure it happens because I love you.
Yeah, and you're going to need help doing it,
mm-hmm.
as your dad clearly established.
Now, could I borrow like $50?
Can I borrow your car?
I need to do stuff so you have a nice day.
Yeah, I got to go run some errands. Could you just you want to just drop me off and pick me up in like 45 minutes?
I don't want to hear what you have to say next.
It's just cute when you don't talk.
Just right now you need to relax and let someone take care of you and your car for about an hour.
Babe, you're so much prettier when you're not talking back to me.
You see that, right? You see that you see that you're not that attractive when you're talking back, right? You see that.
Now get yourself.
Good.
Now
go ahead. Go ahead and.
No, why don't you go take a nice long shower? Because I'm going to want you clean later.
Yeah. Go ahead and get yourself cleaned up. I'll be back in about an hour.
All right, what were you going to say?
My tum-tum is empty.
Hey, actually, you know what? Could you skip the shower and just maybe whip something up? I'll be back.
No, let's go back to what he was saying is that whenever he gives me relationship advice, he creates a scenario that is so far-fetched that I truly believe at this point that he has no faith that I will ever be happy with anyone.
That's not the case at all. I actually think it's a very specific set of circumstances
that are going to lead to someone loving me. Go to psychologytoday.com. You can start scouting out therapists. Find one that's attractive. Then do your homework. Look her up on Facebook, LinkedIn.
Begin to set forth your plan of ruining her current marriage.
Dig around, find her personal email address, and then look her up, see if she's on OkCupid. Check out her profile. Start dropping some hints into your sessions. Like you know, they ask those questions, and I don't know why people are into, like, polygamy these days. I just think that's kind of weird. You know, like, I mean, I guess it works for some people, but, like just spout, like, her answers directly, verbatim. And make it seem like it's yours. And then,
but as you've said, you know, most people are not happy in a monogamous relationship. As you've said, you've said that so many times. And you're right when you say those things that you say. That is truth. So I think you should just probably fuck somebody else. Uh-oh, my dick's out.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom.
Oopsie daisies.
No, what happened there?
Oh, no.
It's so hard.
Oh, God. Sometimes when I'm with... I don't want to say, like, a woman, because it's not just any woman, right? But sometimes, like, when I feel a connection that's more than physical, right? Like, it's deeper than that.
I get an erection.
I just, God. So, you know, sometimes just thinking about a future with someone.
Sometimes, I don't know. It's just weird. It's like,
makes
it's
me
like
want
it's
them
a,
now.
This yin and yang, you know?
I just think about, like, settling down, and for some reason that just gets me.
Yeah, the thought of me holding you tomorrow makes me have to be in you today.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could just,
I just think about Truman, like our son. Like, I'm not hard thinking about a little boy, but like,
I want to make sweet love to you, honey.
I don't want to make myself misunderstood by saying I get hard thinking about Truman, our son. But like, thinking about having a future with you, it's just like.
But think about when we made Truman. That guy.
All I can think about is learning so much about you, and that is, I've never been harder, to be honest. Just thinking about all the things I'm going to learn about you. And all your fears,
yeah, like
and your goals and all the things that you want to accomplish that I want to help you accomplish. Jesus, I am rock hard right now thinking about that.
See, dude, I think you've got this. Let's go find Dr. Love.
Yeah. You know what? You know the guys, I want to go the opposite direction.
Okay.
The happiest people I've ever met in my life are those dudes.
Christian scientists.
Are those guys that are like, I don't want to be self-aware anymore. There's got to be a thing that can,
right?
It's got to be a thing that can drill into my forehead. There's got to be the self-awareness part of your brain that can just pull out. And then I can just have a fucking mullet. Just a fucking whatever, and just be happy with some slutty chick.
Yeah.
Why did I say slutty chick? I'm not, you know, I don't know. Just some hag. And just
be hags together.
Ah, be great. Just I'm weathered.
Just
mirrored shades in my Trans Am.
You and your Family Guy pajama pants.
Yeah, my Family Guy pajama. I don't know if you've seen them, my Sopranos Bada Bing.
Her in just a nice pair of Old Navy fleece pants.
At the grocery store together.
Pushing a really big shopping cart at Walmart. Just one of those really big ones.
Yeah, like you're not only going to get groceries, but you're going to get furnishings. Large cart. Yeah.
Maybe a drapery.
Maybe some camo drapes and a...
Oh, my God.
And a shawl.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like a...
I got a text.
I just keep...
Maybe like a flat brim.
I love calling Matt out when he tunes out on the show.
I'm not tuning out. Hat. You got a shawl or whatever.
What kind of bulk do you think you can buy these pumpkin spice Twinkies in? That's what you'll say to her. we eat about 10 a week. How many do you think we should get? Because these aren't going to come back for like a year. I mean, they're not going to go bad.
I'm not real good at counting.
Yeah.
But how many days till next
October?
Because
you're so smart.
Yeah. What I want is for them to remove the part of my brain that stops me from doing Twinkie math.
He's so much happier.
With a woman who doesn't mind the truck I drive.
Yeah. And then I just come home and I'm like, Twinkie me, babe. She's... Fucking throws
just
me a Twinkie.
You gotta wing it.
Just bam, I catch it, open it, we laugh together.
You know what? The kind of girl I'm looking for, she already opened it. She heard my truck pulling into the driveway. that's a 10-cylinder diesel.
She alerted the 14 dogs we have together that I was home. Everybody was barking. They came.
She got a whistle. She knows how to whistle for the dogs.
They came running through the neighborhood because we let them go free. Just running through the neighborhood. Get children screaming. Where a pack of dogs
some
comes
of them
running.
Some are, some of them aren't.
We've taken
know.
In ones we don't even.
Yeah.
We got a lot of farm cats as well.
They're a lot like the Lipnicki children from the movie The War, if anyone has ever seen that.
No, but I'm going to watch it now, I swear to Christ.
A young Elijah Wood and a timeless... God damn it. God, why can't I remember his name? I say his name all the time.
I mean, you're seeing this.
Kevin Costner. God damn it.
You're seeing this future so vividly. I just think you know it's
have
there.
You guys seen the movie Tin Cup? That's
of
a good one.
Of course I have. Yeah, I've seen
it. Really good. That one's got that's the one with Bruce Wilson in it.
Dude, I think you know those non self aware dudes, like everything what you were saying, those guys are just Christians. Just go to an evangelical church and then find yourself a lady there and boom, she wants to be married forever. That's what she wants forever. So that's it. That's all you gotta do. It's easy. I mean, keep in mind, I know nothing about actual relationship advice and think that they are a waste of time. But for people who don't think that my advice holds any water because...
Babe, have you seen the 30-round clips from my AR?
Yeah.
Hey, Chance, you can get some of those Totino's pizza rolls going?
Babe, I hit them because the government doesn't allow you to have them in Washington State, and I was drunk when I did it, and I don't know where I put... Babe!
I want to make love to you, honey.
Babe, I didn't ask for a Twinkie, but thank you. Like, it's like you know me better than
you know.
I
what?
Know myself.
I didn't even know I wanted it, baby. I love you so much. I love you so much. How you know me? You know I want a Twinkie right now.
Look, I know that I routinely have sex with other women,
including your sisters. My bad.
And your friend and Michelle, who works at the DQ.
But she's hot. You know she's hot. We both talked about maybe banging her together.
Yeah, but baby, I love you. I love you. I love you, and I love your titties.
And the only thing I wish is that neither.
Yeah, them nips is a little busted after 9 kids, but that's all right.
I just wish we didn't have sex before we got married or with anybody else. You know, like I wish we could have. I just only want to know you.
Would I take back all the times I fucked all them other women? I don't know. Probably not. It was fun. But like...
No, the answer is yes, absolutely. Because that's what Christ would have wanted.
But like, all they did was make me realize how much more I love you than them.
Yeah, it was like I
was
getting...
Even though I didn't know you,
I was getting tested. And that's why my love is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She says it's my baby, but you know it's not. It's got Steven's eyes.
You know something's wrong with my sperm? You know that.
Yeah, babe.
My semen's all messed up.
Ever since the accident.
At the plant.
With the toaster blow dryer.
Hey, that shit's not safe.
Well, why don't you?
That's not a safe idea.
Why don't you go dry your hair and make me some sourdough?
Damn, baby, you smell like sourdough. You know, I love you.
You got another yeast infection. You've been using the toast blow too much. That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
You know what? Mark II of the toaster blower will be the one that's bagel size ready.
Ew. Oh, wow.
That's going to change the game right there.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know why? Because
go in smelling.
Because now you can focus the airflow through the hole in the bagel. Before, it was just a blanket of air.
Yeah, you'll get like a vortex.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally you get some toast crumbs that were fired into your hair at a high velocity. But yeah. Now,
but they burn
nothing's
up.
Nothing's flying off a bagel. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no unless more. You get an everything bagel, and then you might take an eye out.
Yeah, but, no more birds.
But the vortex
diving into your hair for breadcrumbs.
The vortex is so fast.
No more wicked witches
on the toast blow Mach 2 that. The seeds from the everything bagel burn up in the atmosphere.
Is there dandruff, or you just been hanging out with Hansel and Gretel all day?
That's so dumb.
Hey, baby. See, you was eating some toast.
Your hair looks toast. Nice.
Your hair looks nice.
Do we have any like sponsors this week besides Twinks?
Yeah, Jeff, was there... Did we get a new Shane Company spot?
I'm Tom Shane. Here I have on the phone with me, Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Tim, I was wondering what you'd purchased your wife for Christmas this year.
Her mother...
Spit it out, Tim.
So
this radio spot's not that long.
All right. So her mom died, and I ended up getting her a plaque made from her mother's remains.
A plaque, Tim.
Yeah.
You love really, this woman, don't you,
and
Tim?
She really loved her mom. We all did. So
yeah, got her a plaque. Tim, I have a surprise for you. I have Marjorie on the phone. Hi, Marjorie.
What?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tim.
Hi. Are you aware that Tim, the love of your life, is planning on buying you a plaque of your dead mother?
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. He's kind of a fucking retard.
Well, you can't say
that on Tim.
The air. I mean,
sounds to me like Marjorie thinks you're a fucking retard. Now, what would you think of instead? Something nice instead of a plaque of your dead mother. What interests you more?
I don't know. I was kind of looking at these new diamond belly rings.
You know,
company.
You're really making this seem like I was being insensitive.
A diamond belly ring, Tim. Doesn't that sound like a better idea than a plaque of your dead mother?
A belt? No, you don't even have a piercing on your belly.
At Shane Company, we have some of the best belly rings in all of the United States of America. Sourced in Antwerp. The best belly rings.
I told you at her funeral that I wanted to get my belly button pierced.
I thought you were in distress. You were mourning.
Oh,
I couldn't believe you'd actually want to.
Oh, Tim.
What?
You know what would help?
Tom fucking
Shane. You're the reason she killed herself.
She didn't kill herself.
Tim.
Not on purpose.
She was 97 fucking years old.
Tim,
you don't kill yourself when you're almost triple digits.
Tim, your dead mother may still be alive if you had bought a belly ring from Shane Company.
Jesus Christ.
She always hated you.
Tim,
how much are they?
You have a friend in the belly ring business.
Yo, what's up, girl? Let me bounce some titties. Let me bounce some titties. Lemon Dan titty.
Remix.